Log Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family and friends. You've got Greg Peterson here, team manager in lovely southern sunny California, where it is definitely warming up once again. And I am so excited to be my co-host today and the most amazing individual for your social media contact information and learning how to build your businesses with me. And that is no other than Sue Barrington. Sue, are you there?
Yeah, Greg, I need to keep you with me all the time. You make me feel good. That's awesome. Good to be with you,
well,
too.
I tell you what, that's just the minimum amount. I mean, my goodness, I tell you what, everybody, listening to Sue, I have learned so much, and I have yet to pick her brain for even more items. But it's so wonderful how we all can share information between each other to help build our businesses. And in doing so, we're going to touch many, many, many more lives. And so for today is Testimonial Tuesday. And for Testimonial Tuesday, we want to hear from you, the fellow distributors out in the field. We want to hear your personal testimonials. Now, with these personal testimonials, we want to make sure that they are compliant. Because if they are not, and it goes on our program here, then the program can no longer be recorded, and you won't be able to hear all the wonderful information again or be able to share it with prospective clients. So what is a compliant testimonial? Well, with that, there is no mention of disease names that are common in the medical field, such as diabetes. Well, we can use blood sugar issues. So there's other ways that we can describe in a generic fashion where the general populace would be able to understand, because there's a lot of people that have no idea when you mention a certain disease state, but when you say the general symptoms of it, they can relate, and you will actually touch more lives that way. Another thing is we do not mention drug names or the words like pain, cured, or treatment. You can use the word discomfort. You can say that I had a session, because these are all technically legal terms associated in the medical field. And since we are distributors, we have not gone to medical school, we cannot use these terms. And last but not least is we do not give out protocols or usage tips. However, we will always stick to the basic plan, and we will formulate accordingly to that and help describe on how that basic plan was developed and how it definitely is the best route to use, because it is so, so effective. So with that, for a person to be able to share their testimonial, all you need to do is hit the number 1 on your phone. That will show up on our queue. We will call upon you, and we would love to be able to hear your testimonial. And so before that we call on any individuals that are hitting the number 1 on their phone, Sue, how's your day going, and do you have anything that you'd love to be able to share before we start listening to these wonderful testimonials?
Just that, I mean, Beamer's just a gift that keeps on giving. The words of Bettina Torres, and all of us obviously also realize that, and I don't know what I did to my foot the other day, but I did something apparently, and of course I always have a Beamer with me, so I just whipped it out like I always do, and literally after one session my foot felt amazing. And it, I mean, it always is that way. It really is. I mean, I guess after the initial reason I got Beamer, and definitely just through different, you know, lit years, some took weeks, some took months, some took, you know, close to a year to dissolve or resolve, I guess. It's just been amazing because any time that I injure myself, or even if I'm feeling stressed out, which doesn't happen very often anymore because I'm pretty even with Beamer, it really is calm, focused energy. I'll Beamer on a lower setting, like a 1 or a 2, because I know that that's going to call me. Even if I'm on like a higher level that week, I'll just do that. And it's always so amazing.
You know, I tell you what, every time I listen to you, it's always like you've always hurt something on you, whether it be hiking or doing some type of activity. And I think you're purposely doing this to create more and more testimonials. I hope that you're documenting all of this. Although,
well, I have to tell you, Greg. Okay, I'm not doing it on purpose, but I am not afraid to injure myself anymore. And I seriously, like, I just do things and not worry about it. And before, I used to live in fear of injuring myself because I'm the girl that had, you know, 25 or 30 ankle injuries and took forever to heal, it felt like. But I'm not afraid. That's actually another thing. I'm not afraid of hurting myself anymore because I know I'm going to have a quick recovery.
Yeah, and that's funny how that you say that, because honestly, with me, where I enjoy my cycling as my current choice of masochistic exercise, being able to go out and ride every day if I want to, I can now do that. Whereas beforehand, if I did a hard ride and tried to stay up with the younger guys, or shoot, even some of the older guys that have been like former pro racers or whatever, I would be spent for 2 or 3 days. I mean, there was no way that I was going to be able to get back on the bike because my legs would be talking to me and I'd be walking around like an older individual. Whereas now, using the Beamer on a regular basis, 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes in the evening, and then also I do a system where I'll do an extra session before I ride and then like a little recovery session after I ride, I can go every day. And normally within about an hour after beaming, after I do my little recovery session, and here's the most important thing also, folks, to remember, is associate water with Beamer and make sure that you drink your water before and after a Beamer session. And here's the reason for that. If you were to change the oil on your car, are you going to change it and put sluggish old oil back in, hoping that it will flow through and do its job within the engine? Or are you going to put in nice fluid liquid oil that's going to get around and lubricate all the parts? And it's no different with our bodies. That I read a study here just recently, and do you know that over 30% of pro athletes, when they go into competition, are dehydrated and or low on their nutrient levels? 30%. And so if they could just increase their hydration, that would help right there. But now imagine using the Beamer, and now you're opening up all those little itty-bitty pipes, which is 74% of your body, and now you've got increased blood flow. Well, what comes with that increased blood flow? You're going to have increased oxygenation. You're going to have the body's ability to increase its ability of bringing the nutrients all the way down to the cells. And my little saying that I love to say, and I love to put a smile on people's faces, is every little cell on our body is like a little mini-me. They all eat, they all breathe, and whatever eats and breathes is going to poop. And if you don't get that poop out there, that's how you're going to feel. So we want to make
that all
sure.
The time, that, Greg.
Yep. And so once you get the hydration up, the effects of the Beamer are going to be much greater. So especially your distributors that are out there, that are doing sessions now, now that we can start to do some things in person, make sure that your people are hydrated. In fact, there's been times where I brought a case of water with me, have just bottled water, and I'll give a person some water, make sure they drink at least half the bottle before they have their Beamer session. And when they leave, I go, nope, you're not leaving until you finish that up, because 9 times out of 10, you'll see them take a little sip, and the gals, they'll put it in the purse, or the guys, they'll stuff it in a pocket, and they just go on about their day. Make sure that they drink that water, and I can guarantee you that they will have a much better opportunity of having a positive response, because they are now getting themselves more hydrated, and you're emphasizing that Beamer is just one tool to help them overall with their health status. Have you found that the case also there, Sue?
Absolutely. And if they don't hydrate, some of those people might not feel very good later. Just, I always tell them, when you go get a massage, the massage therapist says make sure you drink water all day long, because you're improving microcirculation, but Beamer is doing it so much more. I let them know, I equate it to that. You need to make sure you're drinking tons of water. And I try, those that say, oh, I hate drinking water, or I'm not a good water drinker, I'll tell them just every half hour or so or whatever, I don't want to stress them out, take a few sips of water, like just be cognizant of it that first day, just because you're right, it's so important to do that. And I was going to remind people, we have no one in the queue, we'd love to hear your testimony, but while we're waiting for the next brave soul, Greg, I have to ask you about your push-ups that you're doing. Have you hit 100 yet? Tell us about that.
You know what? I've actually taken a couple weeks off because I got busy doing some other items, and I've just been so darn busy that I actually took a little break, and there's nothing wrong with that because I just wanted to allow my body to kind of get caught up and recover and build too. And normally when if you're training for a major event, you'll normally train in cycles. It could be 4 to 6 week cycles lots of times. And what you'll do is maybe hit it hard for anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks or even maybe 6 weeks, and then take a week off or a couple weeks off to allow the body just to kind of get caught up and take a breather. And then when you come back, you actually come back a lot stronger. So I'm going through that phase right now, but that has been such an amazing experience, and it's a lot of fun, and it's one of those little personal challenges, which I definitely enjoy doing, but it's been a great time. But yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned too, for everyone, that we're waiting for some people to push number one, otherwise you're going to hear our voices for a little while, and if we don't get anybody that pushes one on their phone here and wants to share their testimonial, we'll go ahead and close down the program early. But we'd hate to do that because I know that like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was on, we had an individual that shared their testimonial, and at first they said that they didn't really have anything, and once we kind of prodded them a little bit, they came up and they actually shared their overall story, and in doing so, I about had tears in my eyes. It was that impactful.
I think, yeah.
And in doing,
I think I was on that
more
call.
Lives. Yeah, that it was amazing.
We have someone.
Hey, and I see now that we do have someone. Thank you so much. We have 480-480-819, who we talking with, and you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, I'm MP. I'm in Arizona, and I actually had a question about your recovery mode and what you were just speaking about. Can I ask that question? You said you do your regular sessions, which I do as well. But before you work out, you have a mini session. How do you apply that? What specifically are you doing?
Okay, now since I've already been through my basic plan and I've already been through my steps 1 through 6 as far as doing the basic plan, then for the athlete, you can, before an athletic event for the B body, you can go up and do 7, 8, 9, or 10 on the B body. Just take it in steps, kind of see how you feel. But that's what I do. I find out for me intensity 8 or intensity 9 on the B body. But once again, folks, remember this is for preparing for like an athletic competition type of thing, to really get the body wound up and ready to go. And then afterwards, just like what Sue mentioned, just a low intensity, intensity 1 or 2, just to help your body relax afterwards. And it works amazing.
Okay, thank you. And I gave a testimony not too long ago on Blog Talk, and so I'm going to pass for that today. Is that okay?
Well, no. I'll tell you what, we have some time. Yeah, Sue's saying
okay.
No, you have to give
well,
us. Gave you it.
Okay, well.
You have to give us.
Okay, I bought my Beamer sight unseen, and I've never tried one, okay? I think that I'm kind of unique in that regard, and my dearest friend of over 40 years in Boise, Idaho, had had one for, well, I think she's going on 10 years now with her Beamer. Her naturopath was utilizing it in a specific circumstance to help her overcome a specific problem she was having. So I got sick this time last year. By the end of the month, I will have had our Beamer for 1 year. Since I've had this Beamer, I've placed 6 others in other homes, and the remarkable results that I hear from all these people I love who got their Beamers just uplift me every single day. But for me, I had so much, I think it, what we believe, my doctor and I believe I had COVID, and I there were no tests for it, but I had all the symptoms,
okay.
And
one
then
thing,
I became.
One thing I want to make sure, yeah, just really quick though, make sure that we do not state any diseases, or and especially that, because if FDA finds out that we are associating Beamer usage, especially what's going on in current day, we could get in huge trouble. So we have to make sure that we do not associate ourselves with that. Okay?
Okay. So, yes, it didn't cure anything. What I had, I was suffering. I couldn't sleep, and I was in pain. And it walking up and down the stairs wasn't happening for me. I quit going upstairs into my office. Just utter exhaustion. And after about 6 days on the Beamer, I all of a sudden start having renewed energy. It was remarkable. And I also had a lot of, the biggest thing was I was previously I had knee surgery, and my physical therapist told me, oh, you can, and I was a ballet dancer in my younger years. And so my hip, my leg socket rolls out, and they said, no, you can't sleep like that anymore. And so every morning or in the middle of the night, I wake up with pain in my knee. Well, all of
okay,
that resolved itself.
Correct. So discomfort. We don't use the word pain.
Yes, it was discomfort, and it was interfering with my rest, which is poor. Polish me. I wasn't ready to give a testimony. That's my mind was on how you were using the Beamer to recover. So I'm breaking all the rules here, and I apologize to all you listeners out there.
But this is
however,
great practice. Yeah.
It is great practice. I'm tortured in what I wanted to do this morning was choosing being on Blog Talk and other things that are pressing. However, I want to say that my Beamer has become my most prized possession. No one's going to get between me and it. And we share it, my husband and I. And we haven't gone ahead and gotten to another B-body to use the sleep cycle yet, but we're talking about it. And
there you go. Awesome.
Just the resiliency that I feel now. My doctor had to remind me that I of my age the other day. And I thought, how rude of him. And then after I was done with that appointment, I realized, well, I am a senior citizen now, but boy, I sure don't feel like it. So, so So I just feel like progress will continue. And I will, we're in Phoenix, so I'm not on my bicycle and I'm not outside doing anything, including walking right now. But as soon as fall hits, we'll be, I think I'll be rearing to go again. So it's been a blessing. Thank you.
That's awesome. And thanks so much for sharing. And actually, honestly, what you did today was perfect, because what it does is it shows examples of what we can and can't do to allow others to learn the same thing. So don't worry a bit. That was awesome. And in doing so, I'm sure that we touched several other people. So, Sue, do you have anything to share?
No, just that she's a good sport, and thanks for doing that.
Well,
thanks,
awesome.
You guys.
Yeah, stay cool in Phoenix today. Okay, we have another caller. We have 207-207-415. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Jeff from the Lancaster area of Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jeff.
How is everybody today?
Good. I'm glad that we didn't scare you off. You're a brave soul.
It's been a while since I've called in, and I have one quick question. I recently sold a Bima to a lady who has gone through the new manual, and I haven't seen the new manual. And somewhere in the beginning, I guess she read where it says she has to register her Bima. Is that something new?
No,
I don't think so.
The Bima is, since she purchased it properly through you, Bima will have record of that. Now,
Absolutely.
This is really good.
Okay.
And this would be something actually for whatever Wednesday, but we'll go ahead and answer it here because I'm sure everybody's wondering. Anytime that a Bima is sold properly, that warranty is to the individual that is purchasing the Bima. Now, let's say that individual then wants to sell it to their neighbor for whatever reason, and they can do that. But then make sure they get together with you, and in our back office under distributor library, there is the warranty transfer form. And so then it's this very simple information to fill out. You would scan it. You would send it into product-support@bima.services and bima.services, and then that warranty and the ownership information gets transferred to the new owner. And it's not only for things that are in warranty, but things that are out of warranty as well, because when Bima does down the road here update their software, let's say, for the B-Box, anybody that is a registered owner will be able to get that updated for free. So we always want to make sure that we keep everybody up to date. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So my testimonial, and I've told it a few times, but I'll tell it again. I was introduced to the Bima a little over 4 years ago. I've had mine for 4 years and a month. And the lady that introduced it to me was so enthusiastic about it, she got me going to some George Baronis presentations, and I thought, wow, this is pretty amazing. I had gotten on it a couple times and felt a high energy level for the next day. And the second time I got on it, I got off, and I think the hair on my arms are standing up straight. But anyway, I decided to purchase. And after using for, I think I waited like 8-9 weeks before I tried the sleep program. And before Bima, I had always had lower back discomfort when I get out of bed in the morning. And it would take a half hour, 45 minutes for it to go away. And I did the sleep program I got up the next morning, I got out of bed, and I'm like, wow, I am feeling good. I have no discomfort in my back, and I have not since then, that day, felt that discomfort in the back when I get up in the morning. And I don't do the sleep program every night. I do it maybe a couple times a week. But that's my one small testimonial. Besides,
that's amazing.
Not having
Jeff.
A cold, not having, I had one cold in 3 years. You know, just anything that hurts. And at 60 plus, you know, things begin to hurt quite often. So I just grab the Beamer and use it a little bit more, and that discomfort goes away. It's an amazing tool to have in the house.
That's amazing, Jeff. And, you know, Jeff, that's why we do this, is we get out there and we share this, and a lot of people, they don't realize that they might not feel anything on the first attempt, second, maybe a week. I know we had a gal that was on with Sue and I here about a month ago, and I think she went about 4 years without really feeling anything, and all of a sudden she started having all these major breakthroughs, and like I said, I was almost in tears listening to her story, and knowing what's going on underneath the surface of our skin is the key, and we're so unfortunately brainwashed by got an ill, take a pill type of thing, and instantaneous gratification having some, and it's a matter of truly understanding our bodies are absolutely amazing. Our bodies are capable of doing so much if we allow them to. And so we still have to take our responsibility of the old adage, you are what you eat. And I remember taking my mom to one of those body live exhibits where they have all the different plastification of the muscles and the different body parts and different things like that. And my mom's in her 90s now, and I remember she walked up to the one that showed the digestive tract. And it's all from the mouth, down the esophagus, the intestines, all the way down to the final end. And she was just sitting there staring at it. And I walked up to her and I go, well, do you have any questions about this? And she goes, Greg, out of all my years of living, I finally get it. We truly are what we eat. And I go, that's it exactly. And it took that image of her realizing, you know, if she wants to take a bite of that nice chocolate cake and it's going to go down through that system, where is it going to end up at? And so it really was an eye-opener. So when we're using the Beamer, know that the Beamer is just one of the tools to allow us to emphasize everything else that we can do for ourselves. Drinking more water. Normally it's half your weight in ounces of water each day as a minimum. And then the quality of food. Like they say, if something can sit on a shelf for a month and not spoil, you probably shouldn't have it. Eat things that are going to spoil because those are actually the things that are good for you. And I know I forgot to mention this earlier on our hydration effect. One of my friends in high school, he was a state qualifier in wrestling. I was originally from Iowa. And I remember that he would plan on his weight. He goes, well, Greg, I'm going to lose about 350 cc's of water sleeping tonight. And I go, how do you know that? He goes, through our respirations and through our sweat, that we actually dehydrate overnight while sleeping, because every time you breathe out, you're breathing out molecules of water. Your body is maintaining its body temperature and the processes and different things there. And so that's why it's also so important to have a big glass of water when you wake up in the morning, because I know when I was a paramedic that we would go out on a lot of heart attacks early in the morning And why is that? People are dehydrated. The blood is the coagulation, the clumping of the blood starts to occur, and they're more likely to have a clot. And so hydration is so, so important. So I wanted to share that with everybody because it's just these simple little things that we can do that can truly turn our health around. And when you're encompassing the Beamer on top of all of that, it's a win-win situation. So, Jeff, thank you so much for sharing today. Have safe travels there, my friend. I know that I think you're always out on the road, aren't you?
I am. Yes, sir.
Yep.
All
righty, buddy. Take care.
Trucking for America.
Keep the shiny side up. Yep, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down there, my friend.
Right, keep it between the lines.
Yep. Okay, next up, I see we have 703-732. You are live on Blog Talk. Whoop, hang on there. Let me push the button. Okay, 703-732. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Greg. This is Jeanette Kohlhaas in Charleston, South Carolina. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. A pleasure. This is, folks. We've got a star in the house.
Well, I've been using Beamer for like 2 years, and I tell you, I mean, it's helped so many things. But recently, I basically use it as a first aid kit now. I'm 63 years old, and typically I used to get black and blue marks throughout my whole body all the time and never even knew what caused them. And about a year ago, right after I'd had the Beamer for a few months, I bumped into the corner of a table in my inner thigh. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's going to be a huge purple black and blue mark. But then that night I went home and I put the spot over it and for 16 minutes. And the next morning I woke up to see what color my bruise was, and I never, ever, ever got a bruise. So it was pretty amazing.
Wow.
And then also recently, I go get blood work done, and I have very small arteries and veins, you know, for blood. So they usually take blood on the top of my hand. I have big veins on the top of my hand. And in the past, a couple of years ago, when they took out the needle, I had a big honking bubble of blood on my in the top of my hand. And they, you know, they pushed it down and taped it up and sent me home. And then it became black and blue for like 2 weeks. It was awful. Well, recently I got blood again, did blood work again, and the same thing happened. That, you know, get that big pool of blood on top of my hand, and she taped it tight and sent me home. And when I got home, I decided to put the Beamer on it, and then about 3 or 4 hours later, I put it on it again, and then I looked at my hand, and it was like, wow, the top of my hand was sort of light gray, but it never ever got black and blue at all. So, you know, obviously the Beamer helps the blood dissipate. It helps it go other places instead of staying right there and getting black and blue. So it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I use it all the time.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's allowing the body to reabsorb, because when you get the black and blue outside the veins, it's just because that the blood has spilled outside the pipes. That's all it is. And it's the blood underneath the skin surface and in the interstitial areas. So what it's doing is, by increasing that microcirculation, is allowing the body to reabsorb it a lot faster and then take care of everything for you. So that is so awesome. Oh, my gosh. And how's it helping? I hear that you're getting ready for a certain big event here.
Actually, yeah, I'm driving right now. I'm driving 3 hours to go to North Carolina to try to qualify for the Women's U.S. Open, the Women's Senior U.S. Open for golf. In fact, I'm sitting on my B-sit in my car with my computer, with the B-box on the passenger side, and beaming myself all the way up there. So I love it. When I get out of a car after a couple hours drive, I used to look like a 90-year-old the first 5 steps, and now I get out of the car and I feel like I just went to the grocery store. So yeah, you can drive a lot longer, but you have circulation in your body while you're sitting in the car.
Most definitely. And when we get that B-sit back, which is supposed to be coming back here in a couple months, that is huge. And so for now, if a person does not have the B-sit, you can just set on the B-pad. Use the B-pad, and you can actually kind of put it down across your thighs if you want. You can run it up your lower back or up between the shoulder blades while you're driving, and it will make a huge difference while driving. I know when I drive back to Iowa to visit, the last couple times now, I was able to do a cannonball run, and I did 1,700 miles in 23 hours. And I was a little tired when I got there, but I did not have any of the aches or discomfort or that stabbing sensation between the shoulder blades or any of that. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, thanks for sharing that. And good luck to you, girl. We're all rooting for you. I hope
good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, so Thursday morning is when I play. So if everybody could pray for me between 8 and 12 Eastern time Thursday morning, I'd appreciate it.
I will.
Most definitely. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to beam her on and make those birdies.
And definitely. And just like Jeff there, Jeanette, make sure you keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down there on your driving, and enjoy.
Yep.
And we'll keep praying for you too, girl.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. So what do you think about that, Sue? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I love it. I love her in general. She is such an awesome, happy spirit. But I have to tell you, I have a customer who does not have the B-pad. I've never heard anyone do this, but she actually wrapped the B-body around herself while she was driving, and it helped her. She wrapped it around her. Like, I don't know if that's compliant, but... I thought that was pretty amazing.
I have to admit, I would hate to be the paramedic on scene if she were to get into a crash and arrive to find something like that going on. I have to say, how in the heck did you crash and get that wrapped around you in the process?
Well, I'm hoping she stopped to wrap it around. Oh, she was actually in the driver's seat. I mean, in the passenger. Sorry, her husband was driving. But, yeah, she wrapped it around herself.
Well, you
get out there.
You could put it in the car seat and lay on it like you would in a recliner chair or do something like that. That's definitely. But folks, make sure that you are driving, you do it safely, that you put everything in place, you start it before you start traveling down the road or are preoccupied. We want to make sure that you're going down the road in a safe manner. Okay. So I see we have another individual that's looking to come on to Blog Talk. We have a 717-858, 717-858. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, what an amazing call. It's Jody from Pennsylvania, and I'm the enthusiastic person that told Jeff that spoke earlier, and I had to chime in to share a quick story. How are you guys doing today?
You bet. Go for it, Jody.
Okay. Well, I've always been fascinated with black and blue marks, and I used to get black and blue, too, all the time just by running into things. And I cannot believe, it didn't even dawn on me till you guys started sharing about the blood and how it works. I am 57. I've had my Beamer over 4 years. And I use it so faithfully, it's ridiculous. I feel like I'm like my friend Troy. We've never missed a session. It's just amazing. And when I find people that, I just got it once today, I'm like, wait a minute, this is going to change your life. You can't find 8 minutes twice a day. But anyway, I fell roller skating the day before Mother's Day. And it was the hardest fall I've ever taken. I thought I shattered my spine and both wrists and arms, and I just realized I had no black and blue marks whatsoever. And I'm going, wow, like, how did that happen? So believe me, and I think I tell people every day gets better, you know, for the rest of your life, as long as you do your 8 minutes twice a day. So it is phenomenal. Beamer, after 4.5 years, is still number one on my list of how to change a life from head to toe. So get your Beamer. We're not hitting our goal of having a Beamer in every house yet. So you guys on this call, you better hop to it, right?
There you go, Joanne. And Jody, what you really brought up brings up a great point too, is when you're using the Beamer regularly every day, you're only going to get healthier and healthier, because the cells of our body, depending on which organ or tissue, they will replenish themselves every 5 to 7 years. And there's little things called telomeres that every year, it's almost like they take a little tab off the end. And once they reach down to a certain point, then it's like, okay, I need to replenish myself. Well, imagine a nice crystal clean swimming pool. Well, it'd be nice if all our cells were swimming in areas like that. But unfortunately, they're not. They're in that grungy green old swimming pool. And we want to make sure that we have a nice, clean environment for our cells to replenish themselves. So let's say you use the Beamer for 7 years straight. You technically have replaced every cell in your body now with a fresh, healthy cell. So you are only going to get healthier Amen. And healthier as you continue to use the Beamer regularly. It's as simple as that. And so it's a matter of self-control. If you brush your teeth twice a day, why not brush your body twice a day as well, which is using the Beamer, 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes in the evening. And then, as others have found out, and what probably the biggest program that we overlook is actually the sleep program. And that is huge to have. So we got to make sure that we have the Bee Body, which we have Bee Bodies in stock now. Make sure that you get a Bee Body and get started on that sleep program, because that just takes everything to a whole new level. So yeah, Jody, thank you so much for sharing that. We're getting close to the end here, and Sue, do you have anything to share?
Just since you're talking about sleep cycle, I literally took a year to sleep on it every night. I finally did clue in that it was better for me to do intensity 1 through 4 instead of 3 through 6, and then I could sleep on it, you know, easier. But just to let people know, listen to your body. I used it as much as I could, but every day of the week it took a year for me to do that. And so it's just a good idea. Everyone needs to listen. You should always feel better when you get off Beamer, including the sleep program.
Yeah, and there's a saying by Jim Rohn that says, make rest a necessity, not an objective. Only rest long enough to gather strength. And so through that, we want to make sure that we are allowing our bodies adequate time to be able to gather the strength it needs. And no different than an engine that needs to get that oil changed and the whole bit, our bodies need to make sure everything is cleaned out properly as well. And so throughout the whole day, your lips, it, spleen, all of that are the filters that are filtering out your body. But when do they get to clean themselves out? Well, that's at nighttime when you go to sleep and you go into REM sleep. That's when the body gets it shunts the blood from your extremities, goes to your core, and now that's when your organs actually get to regenerate and flush themselves out. That's why it's so important to drink plenty of water, so that now you're, and then you can start the following day so much more refreshed and energized and ready to go. Instead of feeling sluggish in the mornings, the reason why we feel that way is because of all the gunk that's built up in our brains even. And so we want to make sure we clean everything out and start the day off fresh. So we're coming to an end here. Sue, is there anything that you would like to say before we go?
No, I think you ended it very well, so we should leave on that note.
Well, I tell you what, Sue, it's always a pleasure to be able to be on with you. Folks, make sure that you listen tomorrow to Blog Talk Wednesday, on whatever Wednesday. Ian Robb, Lisa Diamond, and myself are going to be on, and Ian is bringing on for the San Francisco 49ers, and they're going to be answering questions. You don't want to miss it. So, folks, have a great, great week, and we'll see you next time.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.